So, welcome. Thank you all for being here. We are going to get rid of the extra chairs, but let's give it a minute and make sure everybody comes as I'm kind of describing a little bit about our time. So, I sent out an email with an excerpt from the Pulse of Spirit from last week. So I'm just going to read this excerpt from the Pulse of Spirit because it's kind of what our time is about. And then I'll explain a little bit more from there. So this is from the Pulse of Spirit from last week. It's from the service on February the 23rd, David's words. In this field, we share, there is a desire to create and to fulfill creation in our lives. There's a desire to come together, to love, to support each other, and to make a place for other people. There's a deep desire to cherish what we share in common, a desire to see, acknowledge, honor, and adore the preciousness of life itself that is present in another human being and that is present in our midst. The activation from above so easily engenders love and adoration in the open heart. This is the most natural thing in the world to us as human beings. And you may recall in that service, if you were there or read the Pulse, he goes on to talk about how even though it's the most natural thing for us to feel that overflowing love into the world, we withhold that love just the same. And we have all the reasons that why we do that with different people, because we have issues with them, or to protect our heart, because of story, whatever, we withhold. And so the work that we're going to do is about that, about really getting in touch with that natural sense of love that's within us, wanting to come out, and also to get in touch with how we're holding that back and why. So first of all, let's get the extra chairs out and light the candles for the altar. Okay, this feels a little better. So, Rachel and Rude lit the sacred fire for us. Because I have OCD, I have to fix this. So what the altar represents is the sacred fire, and that's going to be part of used in our time together. So just see that as the sacred fire. The fire that burns, the fire that is the love of the one wanting to flow through all of us. So what we're going to do, we're going to begin with a meditation and a ceremony. So I want to describe ahead of time the ceremony so that, because the meditation is going to flow right into the ceremony. So I want to give you a sense of what we're doing now so you understand the meaning behind it. So in the Native American traditions, many of them, if not all of them, there is a type of ceremony called a giveaway. And the giveaway traditionally is about gifting one's possessions to someone else. It's also about the practice of reciprocity and trading skills and other things. And the purpose of the ceremony, it's a sacred ceremony, the purpose of which is to restore balance and harmony in the tribe. And the ceremony is not just limited to the gifting of possessions and the trading of skills and other things. The ceremony is also used as a way of giving up anger, negative emotions, anything that's blocking harmony and balance within the tribe. Because in all Native American traditions, they place a high, high value on harmony and balance. The giveaway ceremony, when used to release anger and negative emotions, is a way of celebrating harmony and acknowledging and celebrating one's own strength and wisdom in the willingness to give away that which is blocking expression, true expression out of love. So I created this meditation and ceremony to be based on that, to be out of that same consideration and intention. So given David's words that I just shared about the natural love that wells up within us and wants to go out into the world, and then the knowing that we withhold that love, in the meditation, we'll get in touch with that, the love and what we're holding back. And then I'm just going to guide you right from the meditation into the ceremony, and I'll give you all the directions that you need to know then. Okay? Okay, does everybody have everything they need? There will be no leaving this room once we begin. Okay, so just take a moment. Let's just get comfortable into this space, whatever that means for you. Take your shoes off if you want, or just settle into your chair and let the chair take your weight. Let's begin by closing your eyes. Take a deep, deep breath in your nose and out your mouth. And another one. And one more. Just feel into your body and see if you're holding any tension anywhere in your body. And if so, very consciously relax that area, breathe into it, let go of whatever you're holding on to there. Take another deep breath. You find yourself at a trailhead, at the edge of the forest. Take all of the feelings of stress and tension out of your body, in your mind, in your heart, and leave them in a bag at the beginning of the trail. Imagine yourself walking through the forest. Breathe in the crisp mountain air and the smell of pine trees all around you. Notice the sounds of exuberant life, leaves rustling, birds singing, and a babbling brook nearby. And relax with deep breathing. As you walk deeper into the forest, the trail begins to climb. See the animals as you go. They are your brothers and sisters welcoming you into their home. Listen to the whispering of the trees. As you walk along, you come to a clearing and you step out into the clearing, into a meadow. If you want, you can take off your shoes and feel the earth under your feet. Feel the calmness all around you. Let the calm enter you like a breath of fresh air. Now continue walking up the path until you come to the top of the mountain. Look out over the amazing expanse of land stretching out before you in its greatness and glory and beauty. In the bright, bright sun, you can see far away, and off in the distance, you see a large herd of buffalo, a sign of great abundance, and the care that Mother Earth is providing for you. This is your sacred place. It is part of you, and you are part of it. You can hardly contain the love that wells up inside of you as you fully experience this place and the beauty and majesty of nature all around you. Love for yourself, love for everyone in your life, and love for all of humanity. Pour your love out over all of the earth, our immaculate, wondrous home. There is a fire burning near you. Find a comfortable place to sit next to this sacred fire. Settle in and get comfortable in this place. And know that this is your home, just as is all of the earth. You belong here. Feel universal love, love without conditions or reasons, fill you inside. Warm your heart so that you're glowing. That love naturally wants to pour out of you. Think of what you hold precious in life, the people that are most precious to you, the experiences of your life that you cherish, that fill you up. And as you think of all of those things that you love, allow that love to permeate your very being. Allow that love to allow everything else to fall away. All the reasons you hold back from freely expressing your love and your deep care for everyone and everything in your world, just let those reasons fall away. Just let those thoughts, the hurts in your heart, fall away. And in this moment, this sacred, never-ending now moment, allow all that cages your heart and keeps it from being free to simply fall away. Just let it go. Imagine the people in your life who you are withholding your love from. You have some negativity about your experience and your relationship with them. You may have some story of something that's happened between you in the past that you carry. And you hold on to the reasons that you withhold your love without even realizing that you're doing it. Ask for guidance from a spirit guide or your own higher wisdom, and just take a few moments to imagine those people. Bring them before you and sit with them around the sacred fire. As you look around the circle around the fire with yourself and one other or two others or more, see these people, not the story that you have around them. Remember the love that you do have for them that is not normally readily available to you when you think of them. Look for it. Find it. See the perfection of each one. Not perfection of the human self, but the everlasting perfection of the divine self, the God being within, who, like you, has come for the salvation of this broken world. As you sit with these beings, these divine beings, allow the divine in you to see the divine in them and know the oneness that you share with all of life. What is there for you to give up in the sacred giving ceremony? What is there that keeps you from giving your love more freely? What thoughts, feelings, stories, or hurts from the past are keeping you from being truly free? Consider those questions with each one around the sacred circle. Imagine the love that you could share with these beings were it not for what's holding you back from your fullest self-expression. Whatever is there to give up in order to find your own inner balance again with this person, to allow loving, full expression in your relationship with them. Consider for yourself, are you ready to give it up? For each of these people, ask yourselves, whatever it is that's there holding you back, are you ready to give that up in this sacred space? Knowing that you cannot release it until you're ready to give it away. Try to find that place in your heart that longs to give it away so you can be free of it. To let go of it so you can let go to let go of it so you can let go to greater harmony and balance. And know that in letting go to greater harmony and balance with this person, with each of these people, you let go to greater harmony and balance in all of your life. And you release the hold on them so that they can be available for greater harmony and balance. If there is something that you're ready to give up, when you are ready, open your eyes and walk to the sacred fire in our midst. As you approach the fire, hold in your hands whatever it is you're going to give up. And as you approach the sacred fire, release your hands, open your hands wide to give that up into the fire, to give it away. Ceremonially place it in the sacred fire, so that you're available for greater harmony and balance and love and being one with the flow of life and the dance of the invisible. For each person, when you're ready to put something in the fire, just approach the fire. As many people as go, when they go, that's fine. You don't need to wait for another person to finish. Just have your own experience. Letting go whatever you want to let go of. And when you return back to your chair, just close your eyes and return to the sacred place that we're holding together. Hold that place for yourself and hold that place for all who are here, so that we can be in the circle together in a way that supports one another and releasing old wounds and healing so that we can be whole again, so we can be holy again. We'll continue to release into the fire until I ring the bell. Know this, dear friend, your love contains within it the mystical code that can and will restore this planet, this world, this humanity, to its birthright of wholeness and perfection. This love of yours, which is the one love, can heal all the brokenness. In the presence of your sacred love, all is forgiven, all pain is forgotten, and all hearts are healed. So we're going to get into small groups to share our experience. But let's please hold this sacred atmosphere that we've created together in the kerfuffle of moving around and finding people to be in a group. So just find a couple of people so we have 3 to 4 people in a group to share with you. And as you quietly settle into that, I'll let you know what else we'll do next. Okay, so let's just stay in the sacred place together. And just take turns, whoever wants to share. And just share whatever it is about your experience that you want to share. Did you give something up? How did it feel when you put it in the sacred fire? If you didn't choose to give something up, what are your thoughts about that? Anything that you want to share about your experience, just share into the space, and we'll just do free form for a little while. And when I ring the bell, I'll just give you a little notification of another minute or so to share. We're just going to take a couple more minutes to finish up. So if there's anybody who hasn't spoken yet, please make sure and give them space. Go ahead and thank your small group, and let's come back into a big circle. Great, thank you so much. So, in this circle, we're going to just open it up to share anything on this topic. It doesn't need to be about your experience particularly. You already had an opportunity to share that. But if there's anything, some big aha insight or just anything on this whole topic that you want to share, we can do that next. So whoever has the mic, just pay attention to who's wanting to speak and choose somebody to pass it on to. And Rachel's going to start.
Okay. What I'm noticing in me right now is the deep listening once a void is created. And the deep welcoming of what wants to be in the space of the void. Once release in abundance is freely given into the constellations of creation. And with that comes an intuition to allow a voice to be spoken from a place that's ready to receive, as opposed to a space that wants to project.
One of the experiences that I had with this meditation is an ease of going into it because of the consciousness and the creative space that we together are doing. It's like that saying that says, when the tide rises, all boats float to the same height. And so when we are all focused on the presence and the divine and the holy within us, it just makes it so easy to get there and so sweet to be there. And so I really appreciate this time together. And doing the work of letting go of things. I've done so much work with this, it was like little pieces and vestiges of gripes and things, not really anything where I'm harboring any animosity or anything like that, but it was still very freeing to let it go.
In this moment, I'm feeling the profound depth of what we just did and how deep of a shift just occurred, even cellularly, in my body and what I'm seeing around. This work to me in this moment is something that is healing and forgiving and uplifting, not just these particular relationships or these particular circumstances that we're releasing from, but also purifying our entire human lineage on some level. For me, this fire comes through a simple practice of noticing, inquiring, discovering, and accepting, releasing, integrating. When I'm aware that I'm coming in from a place that has in need of healing, not just personally, but what's coming to this direction because of our participation in this human lineage. This, for me, this practice is the fire. And I notice that when the mind and heart are held in this way within, that they just relax and come into a state of beautiful, seamless response to the one who's present, the one who's aware. And as they relax down, they give a fragrance They're giving back the living substance that had been tied up in those forms, and it's so delicious.
We don't own anything. We live in a culture and a paradigm that we think we own stuff, relationships, thoughts, feelings, wounds. Are our thoughts, or are they shared thoughts that come from somewhere? Yes, we create, we can play. Giving, does it mean that we give something to get something back? Giving is opening the hand so that anything can come in from a place of wisdom which is in the center in each of us. We can trust that when we give what we just gave, from that place, that sacred place in our midst, it will go through that innate wisdom that's there to the right spot. It will flow as life. It may come back. What we did let go, we can grab it again. We lost nothing. Or it can grab us again. Ritual space is a strong moment and statement. And when it comes back to us, we know that we have an open hand to let it move where it needs to move. And that that open hand will receive new life.
I'm dwelling in the experience I had at the fire of not having to fix anything in anybody. Being loved in the presence of the Great Mother exactly as I am.
Appreciation for all of you who just spoke so beautifully and expressed so poetically what you felt move in the fields. And I honor and appreciate that as well. And I just want to share my personal experience, which it's a little heavier, but it's authentic and real for me. And it's all part of the process of purification. So when I walked up to the altar, I feel like I've been carrying a bunch of knives stabbed deep in my back, in my heart, in my solar plexus. All these knives. I don't want these knives. I don't want to feel stabbed everywhere anymore. So when I went up to the altar, I removed all the swords and I let them be. And I'm praying that it remains safe for me to not have to feel like that anymore. Thank you.
It's interesting, for the last while in my life, this area has really been up for me more from a level of ancestral, you know, looking, feeling into things. So for me, it was just so appropriate because even before we started, just having this conversation with someone I love, knowing that they're moving through something. So what my experience of this space was kind of like JJ talked about, there's not any one person that I'm like, you know, like, no, you know, withholding, but those little things that do get in the way sometimes with certain individuals, maybe, you know, little judgments. But what was so powerful for me in this process was tuning in to the being that I had in my mind and my heart, knowing that this process is moving in them right now, and just tuning into that energetically was really powerful. Like really feeling it coming through my hands and through my forehead, and just being in sync with that and allowing it to be, it just in this purification process and in this space, the womb space was ignited in me. And that was powerful. So this work of letting, of rewriting our stories so that we don't need to have, carry those judgments anymore that make us feel like shit. We don't have to do that. And then as we do that work, we become more and more able to tune into what's around us and hold it and watch it transform. That's the power of love. That's the power we have. And this piece of purification, of forgiveness, of allowing ourselves to tell ourselves a different story that doesn't make us look so unworthy. That's what happened for me tonight.
Well, a person who came up for me in this exercise is a woman that I work with online. Her name is Misty. She's been to the ranch a couple of times, and she's one of my very best friends. And she does a series of programs online, courses, and she has chosen to use a list of the qualities of true character that I have posted on the wall of the mailroom. And she's going to take one of these qualities for each posting, for each newsletter, and she's going to focus on that quality and develop it in her unique way. And the first of these qualities that she selected is dignity. That's the first one on my list. There is an inherent dignity in each of us, and she's going to focus on that. And I reminded her that it's nobility and that we are royal beings, kings and queens. And so she's going to work with that. But it occurs to me that that is the kind of communion that we're interested in. Though we may be disturbed by certain elements of a person's personality, the human form, the way they express, we nevertheless know that within every person is this royal being of dignity, of great nobility. And that is what we are interested in communing with, that angel. We are interested in angel-to-angel communion. And if we can do that, it doesn't matter how disturbing a person's outer personality may be to us. That's totally irrelevant. We set that aside and we commune with the angel and we love them in such a way that we draw forth the angel. And so there is that blending and there is a rising up and a creative fire is experienced that lights up the world.
In the Native American tradition, the person who is the most generous, who gives the most, who is considerate of others and respectful of others, is the most respected. And I want to honor and respect the generosity for any of you who gave something up, and also the generosity of those of you who didn't give something up because you're looking at it, because you're considering it, because you're holding it in your heart and questioning and trying to see, is it time to give it up? In the center of the altar is Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin is, for most of you probably know this, the Bodhisattva of compassion. So I just encourage us all to have compassion for each other, but also compassion for ourselves. It's part of the human experience, in my opinion, that we struggle with these things. But the point is, we do struggle with them. It's not easy, and it takes courage to do the work, whatever the work is for each one of us. So I honor and respect each of you for doing that, and thank you for sharing this time. I'd like to end with a short prayer, if you'll just close your eyes. Some of you may know the man who wrote this prayer. His name is Richard Brendon. Some of us are Facebook friends with him. The one I seek is within me. Give me new eyes so I can see the love inside myself. Give me new eyes so I can see the love inside others. May I rise into love with all that is. May I see all as sacred. May I see with love. Thank you for sharing this evening. Love you guys.